إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل ولا شبيه له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وحبيبه، من بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين، هاديا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي القدير القائل في محكم كتابه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. فإخوة الإيمان، إن صيام شهر رمضان المبارك عبادة عظيمة خصها الله بخصائص، منها ما ورد في الحديث الذي أخرجه النسائي أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما من حسنة عملها ابن آدم إلا كتب له 10 حسنات إلى 700 ضعف. قال الله عز وجل: إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به، يدع شهوته وطعامه من أجلي. الصيام جنة للصائم، فرحتان: فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه، ولا خلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. Dear brothers, Allah تبارك وتعالى specified fasting with a special merit that no other worship has. And in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, which means that whenever a person does a good deed, Allah Ta'ala rewards him 10 deeds, up to 700 deeds. That means Allah multiplies his reward up to 10, up to 700 deeds, depending. Except fasting, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala rewards for it a special reward. The reason being is the person who is fasting leaves his desires and his food for his sake, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Then he said, fasting is good for the health. And the fasting person will have two joys. One joy will be when he breaks his fast after he spent the whole day avoiding the food and the desires. He will have one joy when he is breaking his fast, and the other joy when he receives his reward from his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, and the remains in the mouth of the fasting person, the odor that is from these remains to Allah is better than the scent, the smell of the misk. Subhanallah al-Azim. That is due to the effort that person puts fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us listen carefully to the rules of fasting so that we are well prepared and inform others on how the proper fasting is done. First of all, know that fasting Ramadan is an obligation that is confirmed in Al-Quran, the Sunnah, and the Ijma'. And so, having it being obligatory is known, ma'lumun min ad-din bid-darura, is known by necessity. Both the knowledgeable and the ignorant among the people, they know that it is a must. So that's why the scholars of Islam said, the one who denounces its obligation, the one who says, no, fasting Ramadan is not an obligation in Islam, then he is not considered a Muslim anymore, he is a blasphemer, because he belied the Quran, the Sunnah, and the Ijma'. Unless it was a new convert, a new Muslim, he just embraced Islam and never heard about Ramadan, that's a different story. Or he was a person who was not raised among the Muslims. He never heard of Ramadan. That's an exception as well. But we teach them and tell them that Ramadan is an obligation. We're not talking about the one who breaks the day of fasting. Rather, we're saying the one who denies that it is obligatory to fast Ramadan, then it becomes blasphemy. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَمَّا مَنْ أَفْطَرَ فِي رَمَضَانِ لِغَيْرِ عُذْرٍ شَرْعِي وهو يعتقد وجوبه فلا يكفر بل يكون عاصيا وعليه قضاء الأيام التي أفطر فيها. As for the one who breaks one of the days of Ramadan without an excuse, he is not a kafir, he's a sinful Muslim. He's a Muslim who just broke one of the rules, broke the day of fasting without an excuse, then that's haram, that's sinful. But he remains as a Muslim, and he must make up that day that he broke without an excuse. وَيُسْتَثْنَى مِنْ وُجُوبِ صِيَامِ رَمَضَانَ أَيُّهَا الْأَحِبَّ مَنْ لَا يَطِيقَهُ لِكِبَرٍ أَوْ مَرَضٍ لَا يُرْجَى مِنْهُ الشِّفَاءِ وَكَذَا الْحَائِضُ وَالنُّفَسَاءِ. Also, who is exempted from fasting in Ramadan? Who is allowed not to fast the following, and only the following? That is, people who have the proper excuse, such as those who are not able to tolerate the fasting because of old age. They are elders, too old that they will not be able to tolerate fasting, then they are exempted, they don't have to fast. Or the one who has a permanent illness that is incurable. It's not curable, so because of that permanent illness, he's unable to fast. In that case, he's allowed to break his fast as well. Likewise, the woman who is in haid and nifas, the woman in menses and postpartum bleeding, they are not to fast, but they have to make up the missed days because of that, because of their haid or their nifas. They are obligated to do qada after Ramadan is over. As soon as they're ready, they have to make it up. Unlike prayers, if they miss the prayers because of haid, then they don't have to make it up. But for Ramadan, they have to make it up whenever they are pure. But there are rules pertaining to haid and nifas that they are supposed to know in order to know about salat and siyam. ويجوز الفطر في رمضان بعذر السفر لكن بشروط. And also, it's permissible for the traveling person not to fast. If he is a traveler, then he's allowed to break his day of fasting if he met the conditions of traveling, such as that he became a traveler before Fajr. So if you're traveling, let's say, to Edmonton, you must have had left the city limits of the city you are in and became a traveler before Fajr to be entitled to break your fasting. Okay? And that is before the Fajr. Otherwise, that person is not permitted to break that day of fasting. According to Imam al-Shafi'i, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. فَإِذًا إِذَا أَرَادَ الْمُسَافِرُ أن يستعمل هذه الرخصة لا بد من شروطها أن يكون الشخص في حكم المسافر قبل الفجر بأن يفارق العمران قبل دخول الفجر وإلا فإذا سافر الشخص بعد دخول الفجر فليس له الفطر بسبب السفر في ذلك اليوم وكذلك يجوز الفطر للمريض إذا كان يواجه في الصوم مشقة لا تحتمل لكن عليه القضاء. Also, it is not the person who is ill, unable to fast. It's easy, we tell him, you don't have to fast. If you are not able, not tolerating the fast, yani if you were to fast, it will harm you, then you do not fast. But you make it up when you are able. أما فرائض الصيام إخوتي فهي اثنتان النية والإمساك عن المفطرات. So those are the people who are exempted from fasting Islamically. As for the obligations of fasting or the integrals of fasting are two. There are two things. One, the niyyah, the intention. Two, to abstain and avoid the invalidators. So that's it. The first thing is to have the intention. And the intention, you don't have to say it by tongue. You can. It is sunnah. But you prepare it in the heart. You prepare your intention after sunset of the first night of Ramadan. And so you prepare the intention to fast the next day, and you have time between sunset and dawn, in Fajr, before Fajr. That's when you prepare your intention to fast the next day, and you do that for every day in Ramadan according to Imam al-Shafi'i, because according to Imam al-Shafi'i, you are not permitted to make one intention for the whole month. No, you make one intention for every day, just like you make one intention for every salat of the five prayers. فإذا تيقنت من دخول المغرب فنويت صيام اليوم الثاني صحت هذه النية ولا يؤثر أن تأكل أو تشرب بعد هذه النية. So as soon as you know that Ramadan is the next day and you know that it's sunset, after sunset you make the intention. And now you can eat and drink after that. That's fine as long as you make your intention in between sunset and Fajr. Before Fajr is in, that is. وَيَجِبُ الْإِمْسَاكُ عَنِ الْمُفَطِّرَاتِ عَنِ الْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ. And of course, the second integral is to abstain, to avoid invalidators of fasting. Invalidators of fasting include eating or drinking, or inserting any body, anything, into the anything, even if it's a small obstacle, even if it's a small particle, even if it was the particles of the cigarette, smoking shisha or cigarettes, these things, they go inside, so they break the fasting. So you have to avoid inserting, putting inside anything, whether it is small or big, edible or not, into the head or to the abdomen. Not only to the mouth, into the head or into the abdomen from an open inlet, such as the mouth, such as the nose, such as the private parts as well. They are considered open inlets. So those four things that I mentioned are considered open inlets. Inserting anything inside of them invalidates your fasting. And from this we understand that the enema, which is inserted from the behind, it is an invalidator for fasting. Al-huqna fi al-qubul aw fi al-dubur mufattira. Wa amma al-huqna fi al-shuryan aw al-adal falaysat mufattira li'annahuma laysa manfadhan maftuhan. The enema, it invalidates the fasting because it goes into the private parts. As for the injection into the veins, it does not invalidate the fasting because the vein is not considered an open inlet. So if you had a needle injection, that is not an invalidator for fasting. ثُمَّ إِنَّ الْإِمْسَاكَ عَنِ الْمُفَطِّرَاتِ وَقْتُهُ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ إِلَى الْمَغْرِبِ. And the duration of when you are supposed to, obligated to abstain from the invalidators of fasting is from Fajr until sunset. From Fajr until, that is before Fajr. So before the Fajr begins, that's when you stop eating. Not after sunrise, it's before that. And until you are certain that the sun completely set, then that's when you are allowed to break your fasting. أَمَّا مَنْ أَكِلَ أَوْ شَرِبَ نَاسِيًا وَلَوْ كَثِيرًا لَمْ يَفْطُرْ وَلَوْ فِي صِيَامِ النَّفْلِ لِوُرُودِ الْحَدِيثِ. As for the one who breaks his fasting by eating or drinking while forgetting completely, he did not know he was fasting, he forgot that he was fasting, even if he ate a lot, it does not invalidate his fasting. Even if he was fasting obligatory fast or a sunnah fast. That is because it's mentioned in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ نَسِيَ وَهُوَ صَائِمْ فَأَكَلَ أَوْ شَرِبَ فَلْيُتِمَّ صَوْمَهُ فَإِنَّمَا أَطْعَمَهُ اللَّهُ وَسَقَاهُ. ومن المفطرات أيضا الاستقاء. So also among the invalidators of the fasting is to throw up intentionally, to puke. بالقصد. فمن أخرج القيء بطلب منه بنحو إدخال إصبعه في فمه أفطر. أما من غلبه القيء ولو يعني غلبه فتقيأ فخرج منه بغير طلب منه ولم يبلغ منه شيئا فلا ولم يبلع منه شيئا فلا يفطر فلا يفطر. So I said puking intentionally, throwing up intentionally by the likes of inserting your finger into your mouth or doing something to bring the puke out intentionally, that invalidates the fasting. As for the one who pukes out of his control, it wasn't because he did something to bring it out, he smelled something bad without his intention, and he puked, for example, he does not break his fast as long as he does not swallow any of the remains in his mouth. So whatever comes out, you spit it out and you wash your mouth and spit it all completely. If you swallowed intentionally what the remains in your mouth from that puke, then it also invalidates your fasting. وَمِمَّا يُفْسِدُ الصِّيَامِ الْجُنُونِ وَلَوْ لَحْظَةً وَكَذَلِكَ الْإِغْمَاءِ إِذَا اسْتَغْرَقَ كُلَّ النَّهَارِ أما لو أغمي عليه بعض النهار فلا يفسد صومه ولا يفسد الصوم بالنوم ولو استغرق كل النهار. Three things here I'm mentioning. Fasting is invalidated by insanity. If a person literally became crazy during the day of Ramadan, even for a short time, it invalidates his fasting. And also, if he was unconscious, let's say he fell in coma, or unconscious the entire day, then the fasting is also invalidated. As for the one who falls unconscious periodically or part of the day, sometimes in the day, that does not invalidate the fasting. Also, sleeping the entire day in Ramadan does not invalidate the fasting. It's permissible. One can do that. But he missed out on so much acts of ibadah. But the day, the fasting is valid. It does not invalidate for sleeping. وَيَفْسُدُ الصِّيَامُ بِالْجِمَاعِ عَمْدًا ذَاكِرًا لِلصَّوْمِ. Also, among the things that invalidate the fasting is intercourse, sexual intercourse. From the one who did it intentionally, while remembering that he was fasting, he did that intentionally in the day of Ramadan, that invalidates the fasting because it's haram to do that in the day of Ramadan. And the one who does that, whoever committed intercourse, who did intercourse during the day of Ramadan, intentionally, and while remembering he is fasting, he broke that day. What he is obligated to do now is abstain the rest of the day from the invalidators of fasting. So like eating or drinking, he cannot do that. And he has to make up that day, qada, and he has to do kafara, pay kafara. The kafara for that person is either, one, to liberate a Muslim slave if he had. If he didn't, then the second thing would be to fast two consecutive lunar months for each day that he broke for intercourse because of jima'. He would have to fast after Ramadan is over two consecutive months. Lunar months, and if he was unable for health reasons, then it is to feed 60 poor Muslims, 60 miskins for each day that he missed because of jima, because of intercourse. وَمِمَّا يُفْسِدُ الصِّيَامُ أَيْضًا إِخْوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ الْرِدَّةِ يعني الكفر سواء كفر قولي كسب الله أو فعلي كرمي المصحف في القاذورات والعياذ بالله أو اعتقادي كاعتقادي أن الله جسم أو أنه جالس على العرش أو أنه يشبه المخلوقات والعياذ بالله. Also, besides the eating and drinking and intercourse and inserting any particle into the head or the body from an open inlet or the private parts which all break the fasting, the last thing I want to mention that invalidate the fasting is kufr, ridda, wal'iyadu billah. So if a Muslim became murtad in the day of fasting, the fasting is invalidated. How is that? Ridda is to say something or to do something or to believe in something kufr, blasphemy, which takes that Muslim out of Islam and he becomes a murtad, a blasphemer. Wal-iyadu billah, may Allah protect us. So, to say something such as cussing Allah, cursing Allah, wal-iyadu billah, making la'na on Allah, insulting Allah, wal-iyadu billah, by saying, or an action kufr, doing the kufr is such as if someone stepped on the Quran, wal-iyadu billah, from that kufr, or if he had a false belief in Allah, such as believing Allah is a body, that Allah resembles the creations, wal-iyadu billah, then this person is not fasting anymore. By having such kufr, he is not a fasting person. He must return to al-Islam by saying the shahadatain, refrain the remaining of the day, abstain the rest of the day from eating or drinking, from the invalidators of fasting, and he has to make up that day and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if a person was insulting or mocking Allah out of joking, while he's making a joke, he made a joke about Allah or Rasulullah or the angels of Allah, this is still kufr. So be careful of that. Why, whether you are joking or angry, that kufr takes the person out of Islam. And to return to al-Islam, one must say the shahadatain. Al-ruju'u ila al-Islam yakun bin-nutqi bi-shahadatain wa huma ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So if you heard someone or saw someone commit kufr, immediately advise him, tell him, you just said something haram, something kufr, takes you out of Islam. Say the shahadatain. Say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Tell him, say no one is God except Allah. Muhammad is his messenger in order to go back to al-Islam. Then he has to make up, if he was in the day of Ramadan, he has to make up that day because he invalidated it. Allahumma la taj'al musibatana fi dinina. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا والماء البارد وأعنا على القيام والصيام والعلم والعمل بجاه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى إخوانه النبيين والمرسلين ورضي الله عن أمهات المؤمنين وآل البيت الطاهرين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن الأئمة المهتدين وعن الأولياء والصالحين أما بعد عباد الله فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم فاتقوه واعلموا أن تقوى الله رأسها تعلم علم الدين الضروري فنذكركم بحضور مجالس علم الدين في هذا المكان في هذا المصلى الذي سيقام إن شاء الله تعالى خلال شهر Ramadan. Dear brothers, I urge you and remind you again to fear Allah Ta'ala and obey Him and not disobey Him and not to do anything that leads to the haram or disobeying Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And know that the basis of taqwa, to be pious on the path of pious ones, it is required of you to acquire the obligatory knowledge of the religion. You have to acquire the knowledge to know what is permissible and what is not permissible, what you can say and what you cannot say. And so we invite you and your family and children to attend the circles of knowledge and Quran in this musalla, inshallah, throughout the month of Ramadan. Do not be cheap on yourselves and your family and your children. Attend the circles of knowledge for the barakah and the benefit so that your ibadah will be valid and accepted. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ أمركم بالصلاة والسلام على نبيه الكريم فقال وهو أصدق القائلين إن إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يقول الله تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا، فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا واكفنا ما أهمنا وقنا شر ما نتخوف. اللهم اغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا يا رب العالمين، واحفظ جمعيتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه يزدكم، واستغفروه يغفر لكم، واتقوه يجعل لكم من أمركم مخرجا. وأقم الصلاة.